This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we're celebrating National Spouses Day and talking about foods that harm the brain.
We also have health news and a devotional thought. Don't miss one thing.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope.
Good morning, friends. We are so blessed to be here with you this morning. And did you know that today is National Spouses Day?
Oh, it's a special day. And
yes.
So we're here to share some fun ideas on how we can help you celebrate. For example, why not relive your first date?
That sounds like a fun one. Maybe even talk about how the world was when you first met, what was in style and what's gone out of style now.
Yeah, and we've been married for over 20 plus years, and so that would be a fun thing to think about.
That's true.
You know, how about thinking of ways you can strengthen your marriage by putting God right in the middle of it?
That's right. We also want to pause and consider those who have lost a spouse and gone through that painful experience, and we want to encourage you to spend some time cherishing their memory and the memories that you made together, and remember that God has promised to always be by your side and that you are not alone.
That's right. So as we begin our program today, why don't we look back and take a look at what took place on this day in history.
January 26, 2020 marked a tragic incident when a helicopter carrying former professional basketball player Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others crashed in Calabasas, California, about 30 miles north of Los Angeles. The crash resulted in the loss of everyone on board. Bryant's untimely death reverberated throughout the American sporting world, sending shockwaves of grief and sorrow.
You know, friends, the fleetingness and the unpredictability of life is sometimes something that we can't wrap our minds around. You know, to know that we can make plans for the future, that we can be living a great life, and suddenly, unexpectedly, we're plagued with illness or even death. All this is truly eye-opening. And what a powerful reminder it is to truly live every day as if it's our last, for it well could be. But what will you do differently if you knew that today would be your last day? Well, friends, what do you say? We get to know God and put our trust in Him, to seek His will and to follow it. And as you do this, you can be sure that no matter what happens, you lived a purposeful life and have eternity to look forward to.
Amen. Those are the priorities that we need to have today, our friends. It's now time for health news as our friend from Go Healthy for Good, Dr. Nerida McKibben, joins us.
In the headlines today, gut biodiversity and type 2 diabetes, eating according to our circadian rhythms, and potatoes, a good breakfast food. A diverse gut microbiome may be protective against type 2 diabetes, a new study has published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. With over 2,000 participants in the study, two large population-based reports showed that having more species of bacteria in your gut or a higher gut biodiversity was linked with lower insulin resistance. Those who had type 2 diabetes were found to have less biodiversity than those who did not. Researchers have repeatedly found a smaller variety of gut bacteria in those who developed type 2 diabetes, as well as worsening symptoms. Interestingly, the bacteria that are usually found in people with type 2 diabetes are also found in those with obesity. So let's support our own microbiome by eating the foods that feed healthy bacteria to live in our guts. Things like fruit, veggies, whole grains, legumes, and you can also add some probiotic-containing foods and supplements such as yogurt. We were created with an intrinsic circadian rhythm in almost all tissues and cells, with optimum windows of time for sleep, meditation, activity, and eating. When these behaviors occur within their optimal window, they reinforce circadian rhythms and optimize organ function and good health. But when they don't, circadian rhythm disruption occurs, resulting in increased risks of many chronic metabolic diseases. Research has found that timing of meals is the dominant driver of the circadian rhythm of the liver, our largest metabolic organ, and that eating when we should be sleeping pushes metabolism towards obesity. On the other hand, limiting our access to food to an 8-hour window during the day reduces obesity, also reduces diabetes, hypertension, dyslipidemia, and age-related decline in cardiac function, along with other chronic diseases. This pattern is called time-restricted eating or intermittent fasting and has been used quite effectively by many people who want to lose weight. What we eat, as well as when we eat it, appears to alter the risk of cardiovascular disease and all causes of death for people with diabetes. Data from 4,600 adults with diabetes taking part in the NHANES survey was analyzed. Participants completed 24-hour dietary recalls of what they ate in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening. With morning meals, the risk of death from heart disease was 50% lower in those eating the most potatoes or tomatoes and 70% lower in those eating the most starchy vegetables compared with those eating the least. In the afternoon, whole grain consumption was linked to 30% fewer cardiovascular deaths. And in the evening, it was non-starchy, dark green leafy vegetables and milk that gave the advantage. And processed meats increased cardiovascular deaths by 75%. It's thought that in diabetes, there's a disrupted biological rhythm of glucose metabolism, and therefore timing consumption of different food groups may help support glucose metabolism with more of those complex carbs in the morning and fewer in the evening. I'm Dr. Narada McKibben, and that's today's health news.
We know some foods can help us gain weight or lose weight. Some may be helpful for fighting inflammation or even colds and flus. But did you know that some foods actually harm the brain? Let's dive right in and find out on today's episode of The Incredible Journey.
There's a lot of discussion today about the food we eat. There's foods that are good for us and benefit our bodies and brains, but there are also foods that are harmful and that we would be wise to avoid. So let's have a talk to Dr. Delia McCabe, a nutritional neuroscientist. She's done a lot of research into how the foods we eat impact our brain. Welcome, Delia. So are there really foods that harm our brains?
Absolutely. Refined foods full of damaged fats, full of refined sugar, full of too much salt, and full of additives and flavorants. All of those compounds damage the brain directly.
So these are highly processed foods?
Yes, they're factory foods. They come out of factories, they benefit the manufacturer, they do not benefit the health of our body or our brain at all.
So these are good superfoods for the brain? Natural foods, plant-based foods, and the foods that harm us are the highly processed, highly refined foods that come in cardboard boxes and bags and crinkly paper and so forth.
You probably get more nutrients out of the cardboard than what's actually in the box. So those are to be avoided at all costs.
Please give us some examples of these toxic foods that harm our brains.
When you go to the center of any supermarket, Gary, you find highly colorful packets full of things like crisps, lollies, very, very flavorful with additives and preservatives, all to titillate our taste buds and make it seem like the food tastes better than it does. All of those compounds damage not just the body, but the very delicate and sensitive brain. We know that they affect how neurons develop and how neurons grow. So we want to avoid them at all costs. They're truly toxic to all of our cells.
So we're talking about soft drinks, fast foods, highly processed cereals.
Even worse, so-called healthy granola bars, full of sugar and damaged fat. Then we've got the so-called healthy drinks, full of refined sugar. And even the ones that don't have any sugar have got artificial sugar in them. So we're just adding insult to injury with all these toxins and all these so-called foods that aren't actually foods. They're just palatable compounds.
So Delia, we've got a choice to make. on the one hand, we've got all these fabulous superfoods, natural plant-based foods, or we've got these highly refined, highly processed, unnutritious foods competing for our attention, for our money, for our choice.
The challenge is, Gary, that when children start eating this food when they're really young, the highly refined foods, their taste buds want that kind of food. They need to be taught to like this beautiful, healthy food because it's not full of the crackle and the crunch and the highly refined sugars that give their taste buds that immediate boost. So we as parents really have to be responsible, and as adults we have to make the right decision, because ultimately we end up being sick and pathetic because we're not eating the foods that nature provides.
And what I really love about this is these foods, these superfoods, are the foods that God originally gave us. We are designed to be fueled by these natural plant-based superfoods.
If people just remember, as close to nature as possible is best for us. Avoid factory food, avoid the middle of the supermarket, avoid any packet that is crinkly and brightly colored. All toxic, not what our cells need.
Thanks for sharing this important information with us, Delia. This is information that can change our lives.
It's a pleasure, Gary.
Friends, we have to take a short break, but when we return, Ronnie Mills will be here to share with us. Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And you can search for us on YouTube and check out our channel and keep up with us there. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, friends. It's a lovely winter morning here at Wake Up with Hope.
What can China Man's hat teach us about our life and about our own spiritual journey? Let's find out as Tosh Poklip takes us on another journey through today's Reflections of Hope episode.
There has always been this feeling that I don't belong. The comforts of this world is blinding me. But even in my blindness, my spirit reaches out. There has to be much more to life.
Here on the east side of Oahu, about a third of a mile off the shores of Kualoa Beach, we found a very famous island called Mokolii, most commonly known as Chinaman's Hat. I've lived in Hawaii all my life, but I've never taken the time to explore this tiny island, so I'm stoked to be able to do it today. You see, one of my favorite sayings in life is this: blessed are the curious, for they shall always have adventures. And blessed are the adventurers, for they shall always have great pictures to show and awesome stories to tell. You see, my friends, this life is full of awesome discoveries and new adventures every single day. But in order to find them, we gotta be willing to get off the couch, get out of the house, and start living our lives in the real world instead of the artificial world of Hollywood movies and social media. One person said it like this: you can't discover new oceans unless you're willing to lose sight of the shore. And that, my friends, is the truth. Those who choose to spend their lives on the shores of complacency and comfort often miss out on the oceans of adventure and the islands of experience. So it's either you launch out or you miss out. And for me, I don't want to miss out on anything. So today, we're going to explore more as we launch out to see what's happening on Chinaman's Hat. This island obviously got its nickname due to its likeness to the rice hats of Asia. Now, these Asian rice hats are not the most fashionable, but they're definitely practical. And in my opinion, practical is more important than fashionable, especially on a hot Hawaiian day like today. You see, the conical shape of these hats is such that it provides a nice shade from the sun and even a small shelter from the rain. In the rice fields of Asia, it protects the farmers from getting toasted from the powerful rays of the sun. But these hats are not only helpful in Asia, I'm finding it very useful on a hot summer day like today. As beautiful as it is, this island just doesn't have much when it comes to shade. A bunch of bushes, a few coconut trees here and there. It's just like the top of an Asian rice hat. It absorbs all the heat of the afternoon sun.
The rest that I deserve, Jesus. Jesus is the answer. I found beyond myself, and now I know that all my hope is found in Him and nothing else.
You see, just as my Asian rice hat has provided shade from the hot Hawaiian sun, so too does our God cover us from the sun of trial and the heat of hardship. The Bible says that the Lord is your keeper and your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. For He has been a stronghold to the poor and to the needy, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. Now God doesn't stop the sun of trial from shining. He didn't promise that life would always be cool and refreshing and easy. But He did promise to preserve us in pain, to cover us in conflict, and to shield us in sorrow. He has pledged to us His holy word that when things begin to heat up in our lives, that He is our shade by day, our defense by night, and a shelter in the time of storm. And as long as we remain under His covering, we will be able to rise above the heat of this world and stand at the top of the mountain of victory. We will then trade our Chinaman's hats for a royal diadem, a crown of everlasting life. And then we will rise from this earthly paradise to the sweet paradise of God.
Thank you, Taj. You know, we have to take a short break now, but stay with us.
After the break, we will have today's devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time for our devotional thought, brought to us this morning by Pastor Mark Finley.
Wine, alcohol, is not very popular in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Intoxicating drink arouses brawling. What's a mocker mean? It means it deceives you. You drink a little wine, affects the forebrain where conscience, reason, and judgment are located, and you're deceived. Wine is not very popular in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, raises some questions. Who has woe? Do you want that? Who has sorrow? How many of you want sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine. Those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look upon the wine when it's red. That's when the juice is fermented. When it sparkles in the cup. When it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Wine is not very popular at all in the book of Proverbs. You know, I've read one statistic that was really interesting. 2 out of every 5 people that begin drinking alcohol become problem drinkers. In other words, they either lose work because of their drinking, they either become so inebriated that it leads them to premature disease and ultimately death, or they have problems in their marriages. 2 out of every 5 people that start drinking experience that. What if you had a German Shepherd dog that only bit 2 out of every 5 of your guests? Would you have too many friends that wanted to visit your home? Obviously not. There's a dangerous and shocking claim of the World Health Organization, it's called WHO, W-H-O, regarding cancer and alcohol that has recently come to the forefront. The World Health Organization says that the risk of cancer starts, now get this, with the first drop of alcohol. Now, I'm not saying that as a preacher. This is World Health Organization. Then they go on to conclude, and this was reported in Lancet, which is the journal of the British Medical Association, therefore, no amount of alcohol can be called safe for human health. According to this WHO statement published in Lancet Public Health, I'm quoting, when it comes to drinking alcohol, there is no safe amount that does not affect health, according to Dr. Karina Faria Borges, acting unit head of the Non-Communicable Disease Management and Regional Advice. She said, we can't talk about so-called safe levels of alcohol use. It doesn't matter how much you drink. Drinkers run the health risk with the first drop of any alcohol they drink. Again, she is affirming this report out of Lancet, affirming what the World Health Organization says. We cannot say that moderate drinking is safe for health. That's been said for decades. We continue, She says, more boys with cancer are being diagnosed than girls in India. And Lancet says there's a direct link between alcohol and this cancer. According to the report of Healthline, a recent study has revealed that there's a direct link, amazingly so, between carcinogens and the development of a variety of kinds of cancers and alcoholic beverages. Drinking alcoholic beverages such as wine and beer increases the risk of, can you believe this, 7 different types of cancer. Increases the risk of mouth cancer, throat cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer, cancer of the esophagus. The research has also found that most people in America are suffering from the disease, but they don't even know it. They don't even know about the danger of alcohol. The study that I'm quoting was done under the direction of William Klein, who was the associate director of the National Cancer Institute of America. And he says that some people think that drinking wine is beneficial for health, but it is not so. See, some of those early studies, you may have been familiar with them, said that drinking alcohol in moderate amounts is beneficial for your health, and it's beneficial for your heart. That is simply not true. Now, it is true that there is something called reversosol in grapes, and that reversosol can be helpful to the heart. And so that's why earlier studies that said moderate drinking might help the heart were largely based on this idea of the reversosol, the product in the grapes. The earlier studies, incidentally, were flawed because they were done on animals, and particularly on rats and mice. And rats and mice consume and digest and assimilate alcohol differently than human beings do. So those studies largely now have been put aside, the earlier studies that talked about the benefit of a little alcohol for the heart, because of the higher risk of these 7 types of cancer from alcohol. And citing WHO's National Agency on Cancer, they said, it is a mental dependence that rationalizes people to take more or fewer poisons like alcohol, while alcohol puts them at the highest risk of cancer. This new study also revealed that consuming alcohol increases not only the risk of cancer, but it increases multiple other diseases, and that people are not aware of it. Heavy drinkers, of course, we've known for years, have had higher risk of cirrhosis of the liver. And in 3 John chapter 2, our Lord puts it this way in 3 John 2. He says, beloved, above all things, I wish that you prosper and be in health. God longs for you to be in health. And he knows that alcohol affects the forebrain. And as it affects the forebrain, you become less capable of making wise, healthful decisions. And as you become less capable of making wise, healthful decisions, you continue to drink more and more and more, which predisposes you to these different types of cancer and varying other diseases. This is why Paul in Romans chapter 12 says, I beseech you therefore. In other words, I beseech you, I urge you that you present your bodies. The word for bodies there is soumata in the Greek language. It means the total sum of everything you are. Your mind, your body, your spirit, as a living sacrifice unto God. Paul says, I beseech you, I urge you to come. Present your body. Can I honestly present my body as a living sacrifice to God when I am hypnotizing, anesthetizing my brain through alcohol so it cannot receive the impressions of the Holy Spirit? Why is it that people who drink, why is it that they feel that there's no health consequences to drinking and that's just something that's kind of like a sedative that calms them down? It's because the alcohol is affecting their forebrain. The more you drink, the less capable you are of analyzing the scientific information that points out the harmful effects of drinking. The more you drink, the less capable you are of hearing the voice of God to your heart. The more you drink, the less capable you are of the moving of the Spirit on the brain. The only safe way is God's way. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. We thoroughly enjoyed that devotional thought.
And thank you, friends, for watching Wake Up with Hope. And if you'd like to learn more about our program, maybe rewatch a segment during the weekend, or just to share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the week with you. So don't forget to join us on Monday at 7 a.m. We will have an inspiring message from Voice of Prophecy and much more.
Also, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the teachings of the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, friends, that's hope.study. You won't regret it.
And we don't want to leave without sharing a Bible promise for the weekend. Today's Bible promise comes from James chapter 4, verse 7.
It says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
That's pretty straightforward. It doesn't get any simpler than this. The devil will flee as he resists his temptations and submit to God. Friends, may God bless you as we follow His ways. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, as we get started with our day, some of us are coming to the end of the day. We want to affirm and reaffirm our commitment to stay submitted to You, to find ourselves completely immersed in Your presence. Lord, I pray that today, as we walk by faith, that we would have the sweet assurance that the devil can't touch us, that he will flee from us as we put our faith and trust in the truth and in You, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank You, Lord, for answering our prayers today. In Jesus' name, amen.